Oh, news. The executive director of Multicaf, the food bank in Côte d'Ivoire, received the King Charles Coronation Medal for his dedication to the community.
This recognition is not an endpoint, but a motivation to keep pushing forward. Let's continue to believe in our power to act, dream big, and create a future where everyone belongs. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I accept this medal in all our names.
That was Jean-Sébastien Patrice, the recipient of the medal. The King Charles Coronation III Medal is a special honor awarded to one person in each province or territory for exceptional community contributions. The medal was awarded at a special ceremony at Multicaf. Multicaf is also celebrating its 35th anniversary this year, but it changed very rapidly under the direction of Patrice when he took over in 2017.
When I arrived here, only the employees, we had five permanent employees. Right now we are almost at 30 employees, and during the summer we are at 50 employees. So just that deserve a lot of attention. We used to have numbers of the business affair. It was $580,000 per year. Now it's $7.5 million. So, and the people that we are helping, we used to have in 2017 less than 1,000 people that we serve. Right now it's 16,000 different households. So it's a whole different story.
Patrice managed Multicaf through COVID. He slept in his office during the height of the pandemic to keep his children safe from exposure and stay dedicated to the food bank. Patrice says now the large problems facing Multicaf and the community are inflation and economic instability.
If the economy has some difficulties, people will come here again and again, and that will be a mainstream difficulties for us. So that changed a lot, and the society is always in movement, and we had to adapt each time for the demand, the growing demand.
Demand for Multicaf's food service has risen tenfold in the past year. Under Patrice's guidance, 81% of Multicaf clientele gain independence in about 5 months, no longer requiring the service. That time used to be 18 months before Patrice.
People has to go back to work, go back to school, go back to whatever the style of life they chosen, but they have to go back to be an active for the society. So we worked our head off during 2 years, and we lost $1 million the first year because we bought a lot of things because I didn't want to say no. Because I didn't know how to say no.
Right.
When there's a family that come here during the winter and the kid doesn't have boots or a coat, and they are hungry, how would I say no?
Multicaf is now developing a massive food stability center in the Hippodrome area in NDG. Patrice is planning for the center to have greenhouses, gardening, markets, and more food resources for the area. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Guess I'm not what you want, but shit, I'm perfect. It's worthless to not keep a spot in your head. I guess I'll live there instead. You're intoxicating. What am I supposed to say? Hey, how are you? A criminal.
Allô, Malcolm, Voice of the Voiceless, à la CJLO de 7h to 9am, Anna May, Mani Joudilium. Today, Mariam is not going to be here today, unfortunately, because her voice is like gone. But today is a very special episode, actually. This is a nostalgic episode, I would call it. And speaking of which, this episode, like this day, actually started with a very, very weird way. Guys, I slipped and like I'm holding a cane, so now like I'm an old lady. Now I'm a grandma, unfortunately. Allah yberek fiki. Oh yeah, today is a very nostalgic episode, so get ready to smaona.
Yes, اليوم هنسمع هنحكي شوي عن our countries of our nostalgic memories, what we did when we were back home. And our stories when we were kids. But before we start, we're going to start with the song Ya Ghaib by Fadil Shakir. So, enjoy.
غايب ليه ما تسأل أحبابك اللي يحبونا ويناموا الليل عيونا أنا بفكر فيك تبعد عني وتنساني احتاجك جنبي ترعاني تنسين جروحي وأحزاني أنا مشتاق لعنيك غايب ليه ما تسأل أحبابك اللي يحبونك ويناموا الليل لعيونك أنا بفكر فيك تبعد عني وتنساني احتاجك جنبي ترعاني نسين جروحي وأحزاني أنا مشتاق لعليك غير حياتي نساني جروحي وآهاتي فكرني بكل حكايات خلاني دوب انت غرامي كله شمس عمري ودلو خصلك هالعالم كله حبك ما توب غايب ليه ما تسأل أحبابك اللي يحبونك ويناموا الليل لعيونك أنا بفكر فيك تبعد عني وتنساني احتاجك جنبي ترعاني نسين جروحي وأحزاني أنا مشتاق لعنيك تسأل أحبابك اللي يحبونك بيناموا الليل لعيونك أنا بفكر فيك تبعد عني وتنساني محتاجك جنبي ترعاني نسين جروحي وأحزان أنا مشتاق لعنيك
Thank you. القمر دول ولا عليك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك.
كنتوا عم تسمعوا أمرين باي عمرو دياب. ما هنبلش حكي لأنه right now we have to put the advertisement, so we'll come back in 2 minutes. Sorry guys.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
We're back.
That was a fast advertisement.
I know. It was one of the fastest ones I've ever heard. Okay. لهنبلش أول شيء in a way that we are going to introduce ourselves and our stories.
Yeah.
So we're going to explain how we came to Canada. How did we arrive to Canada? So do you want to start, May, or should I start?
I can go ahead with Dick.
Yeah, go.
Okay. So basically, يعني Anna, I came here in like 2020. Okay. So when I came here, before coming here, I didn't know إنه أنا حأجي لهون exactly. I always like knew I was gonna be here eventually. When? I don't know. وكل شي happened like in the blink of an eye. يعني فجأة in a month, I was like, yeah, you have like couple days and you're leaving for Canada. And I was like, there's no way, right? That was one of the craziest months ever. بتذكر إنه كنت لسه مبلش الشتوية بلبنان, لأنه بالعادة بلبنان like الشتاء it's so nice, but it's like so بس rain.
It's gloomy, like it's there's no colors, you cannot see anything.
Exactly.
So it's just like, do you really want to be there?
Exactly. But I was like, but I never thought about like Canadian winters when I came. Like I was, that thought never crossed my mind, right?
Yes.
So I remember, and you know, I told my best friend of like 13 years, and you know, girl, I'm leaving in like 3 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, there's no way. I was like, yeah. And I'm going.
It was just a sad moment too,
it
right?
It was. I remember I was like, رحت شوفها قبل like be 5 hours of my flight. رحت شوفها, I sat, I cried like, بكيت بس طلعت بالسيارة. قبل I was like, عادي, حارجع, حانزل, شو بيكون, حنضلنا نحكي كذا.
Stop crying.
Well, the thing is, like, a couple months ago, طلع الفيديو of me بلبنان when they took a video of me, أنا وفيلي.
Really? Oh, okay, that made me sad, I think.
It was so sad. I had very short hair, guys, like, very, very short hair. I think لما جيت لهون and I met Judy,
she was
actually.
Do you want to tell them the story?
You want actually, fun fact, Judy is the first friend I made here and I'm so grateful. Like, كنت أول واحدة عرفتها, and I'm so grateful إنه كنت هي أول واحدة عرفتها.
I'm so grateful too, May. So basically, أنا ومي, we met like in a very unique way, صراحة.
Yeah.
Basically, at my aunt's building, كانوا عاملين مثل like a food cart thing, and they were like giving out food, وما بعرف شو. And then May was like, May saw me with my cousin speaking in Arabic, and she used to live in the same building, so she came and she was like, تحكوا عربي? And I was like, yeah. She's like, finally, I found someone who speaks Arabic.
Yeah.
So it was really like just the way that we connected, you know?
The thing is, I was so scared. I was so scared إنه أنا أروح أحكي لأنه أنا وقتها يعني in 2020 when I was living in that apartment complex at that time, كنت وقتها I was like working on my book. And it took me like 8 months. I was just like writing. I didn't go out. I didn't have any friends. I was like...
New city and
yeah,
COVID also in Canada. If you are here during COVID,
wow.
You know what I'm talking about.
Bro,
no going out,
something.
Nothing. You just stay home.
Exactly. So at that time, I wasn't even at Concordia. I was just like not even working as well, just like writing my book. And I think when I met you, I had already started my job, which I'm never going to talk about this job.
Actually, it was before.
It was way before.
You were like, I'm going to apply. You were like, come apply.
Yeah.
And then, like, I applied, I remember.
She applied, but she made a smart decision and she did not accept their offer. Anna.
They called me 2 months after. Like, do you want to work? I was like, no, thank you. I already have a job. Like, why do you want me to work now?
Exactly. And the thing is, like, I'm not going to disclose, like, any information about the company because, like, صراحة ما بدي يركضوا وراي وهن. بس ما تشتغلوا مع عرب please guys.
نحن عرب
in general قصدي انه بس العرب تبع هيديك المحل بالضبط that what I mean. بس overall ايه مش كنا عم نقول
كنا عم نحكي عن النوستالجيك like how you left Lebanon وكيف كنت عم تحسي وشو صار بهالقصة وبعدين حكينا انه how we met anyway.
فأنا كنت كتير like كنت كتير ببالي الفكرة إنه خلاص أنا بدي أجي لهون ما بدي أتذكر شيء عن لبنان I don't want to remember anything خلاص I want to open a new page بتذكر I was so salty لدرجة إنه أنا I removed all of my friends from high school right at that time and I was like I don't want to talk to these people anymore I don't want them to know anything about me I'm changing my name خلاص I'm going to Canada I'm changing my name bro yeah I was something that time بس yeah it was بس لولا me being at that time experiencing what I experienced قبل من أول ما أجيت لهون I wouldn't be the person I am right now.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
بس بدي أسمع منك أنتي.
I know my experience.
Yeah.
So I know my whole life was moving from one place to another. I've moved like I was in Syria and then after the war I went to Dubai and then after Dubai I went back to Syria and then I came here to Montreal. Coming to Montreal was such a change like such a big change in my life like for me just like letting go of my family in Syria because my family like I didn't see them for a while and then I lived with them for 1 year so it was just like reconnecting with them and everything but then I had to leave them again and also I made a lot of friends over there so it was just very hard for me to move from one place to the other you know like just letting go of the people that I used to know my family everything you know. And my family like in Syria, I miss them a lot. And I went back last year actually, and it was really nice reconnecting with them and like seeing my culture again and seeing like everyone, including my friends there. It was really nice. And like what here in Canada when I first came, like also I went to a high school here, and it was very hard at the beginning to adapt because afterwards COVID hit. In 2019 and it was horrible like for everyone everything turned online I wasn't able to make a lot of friends so it was very hard for me to be able to connect with people like you said we were just sitting at home doing our best to do like enjoy our life but it was very hard until after COVID like I was able to go to college go in person meet new people and then in university, I have more friends now. So it's really like everything takes time. It's very hard to move from one country to the other. But I think everything's like happened for a reason, as you said, like including us moving from one place to the other and just like feeling this displacement and not knowing where our home is, you know. But I consider right now Montreal is my home. I don't like the snow a lot, but... It's still something, you know. You have all the weather and everything, and like the people here, like May, for example, our other friends, Miriam, like oh my everyone. God, yeah. So it's really, 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 really like everyone welcomes you in a way. So it's something.
It is.
Montreal is something.
It is. To be honest, like Judy, you said basically like you moved from one. Country to another. For me, it was like من لبنان لكندا. So it was, you know, okay, I traveled like a couple times before, but for me, it was دغري من لبنان لكندا. Mm. It was like this huge change. يعني I did have certain expectations about Canada, but at the same time, I feel like my expectations were met and were not met, especially in the winter.
best. In what ways were it not met? Yani, what was your what's your expectations in terms of like how would Canada look like? People were like, oh, Canada, come to Canada, and then
exactly.
You come.
Exactly. Yani, definitely. Canada, I don't know. You know, like it's a dream place. Well, keep in mind, like the U.S. is the dream place, right? Yeah. But you know,
the American
Canada,
dream.
The American dream. This is like the Canadian dream. But to be honest, I felt like it's a very beautiful country. But now, like. تعودت تحسي تعودتي. I love Montreal in the summer so much. I love إنه I made so many friends. I never thought, guys, أكيد هلأ هتقولوا oh my god شو بها هاي. أنا I never expected إنه I will have a huge Arab community in Montreal. لأنه أنا كنت رافضة الفكرة. يعني take me back to 2020.
Same.
كنت رافضة الفكرة إنه أنا I wanted to have an Arab community in Montreal. I was like, I'm fine being with the I was whitewashed at one point, but some, that's another topic to talk about, like in our episodes. Bess, now I'm so grateful to have such an amazing, welcoming, supportive Arab community from different countries. Now I know a lot about all the Arab countries.
It's crazy how you can meet so many Arabs from different countries and you think we're the same guys, but we're not the same, but we're so different. Like
exactly,
we have very similar cultures, very similar food, but at the same time nothing like not the same. Like we're very similar.
Exactly.
Like, we're very similar and we connect, you can connect easily with them, which is really nice, you know.
Yeah, like ana blibnan masalan, for example, ana blibnan. I would say إنه ما كان عندي a lot of information like about ما كان عندي كتير like وعي أو إنه خلاص بس متعودة على my community مثلا لأنه أنا من الجنوب أنا من صيدا so بيروت صيدا that's it. حتى certain مناطق بلبنان ما كنت أعرف عنها شيء. جيت لهون bro جيت لهون I'm like I know Tunisians, I know Moroccans, I know Algerians, I know Libyans, Egyptians, I know everything. Anna, I never thought
you would know like that part of the Arab community, because usually we're just like the Levant and like the North African,
exactly,
and we don't get to know the other part. And I think it's the same way for everyone.
For everyone,
I think it's kind of similar.
But what I've noticed, and North Africans, they know more about us than we know about them.
Unfortunately,
sorry. Yeah, no offense, guys, but to be honest, Anna, and no hada like. I feel like my love language is in music, right? So I got connected to music like now, like if you see my playlist, it's all like North African rap. I'm not apologetic about that, not gonna lie. مع إنه أنا بيقولوا لي الدلوعة, بس you know, like all the pinky and cute girl listening to Moroccan rap, يعني هذا شيء ما بعرف كيف ظابط.
It's very different.
It's very different, but it's, I feel like عنجد, the music is a connection, especially in the Arab world.
No, I agree with you. It's like, you connect with every exactly. type of music and like the way you're feeling and like, Each type has a different feeling, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, speaking, well, I don't know what to say. Well, right now, we're going to go with a song called Settle. It's by Ash. He's he's an Egyptian artist. He's a Canadian Egyptian artist.
We watched him live.
Amazing. I loved how you said the same word.
Yeah.
He's actually one of the most amazing artists. It's kind of like jazz musical, but not a lot of singing. So we hope you guys like him. So here's Settle by Ash.
أهامي وصرت يا عنا جبرتك إنك تندمي من بعد يلي صار افتكرتي إني بعملها بزعل ما بقبل أحملها فكرت نترك ما بقبلها لو مهما صار خلي عيني تنسى النوم قولي شو بدك انتي بتموني بدي حبك طول اليوم والله لحطك جوات عيوني وخلي عيني تنسى النوم قولي شو بدك انتي بتموني بدي حبك طول اليوم بحبك أنا عقد ما صارت حياتي أنا حدك أنا بدي أغفى ليل النهار بحبك أنا عقد ما صارت حياتي أنا حدك أنا بدي أغفى ليل النهار افتكرت إني بعملها بزعل ما بقبل أحملها فكرت نترك ما بقبلها لو مهما صار خلي عيني تنسى النوم قولي شو بدك انتي بتموني بدي حبك طول اليوم والله لحطك جوات عيوني وخلي عيني تنسى النوم قولي شو بدك انتي بتموني بدي حبك طول اليوم وأنا لا بعض منشكي ونحكي سوا هيدا الهوى مرة برد ومرة نار والله لحطك جوات عيوني وخلي عيني تنسى النوم قولي شو بدك انتي بتموني بدي حبك طول اليوم
Guys, هلا كنتوا عم تسمعوا a song that actually means so much to me in a way, but at the same time with time حسيت انه I just really like the song وبطل إلى معنى من هديني هيدي الغنية. Anyways, like we're not gonna talk about the person, we're gonna talk about like the memory and the feeling that this song gives me. Hey, this song like كتير reminds me of Lebanon. It reminds me of summer in Lebanon. It reminds me of لما كنت أنا و my best friend نعمل هولي the weirdest adventures ever. وبتذكر I would always sit on the balcony عنا بالبيت and I would just listen to that song. Oh, my balcony like. هيك بتطلع على البحر so basically it was something وguys ما بعرف إذا أنتوا familiar like when you sit and you get this feeling in your stomach like a butterfly feeling but not from a person it's just like that feeling of like something good is gonna
something
happen
is,
a change
you're
is gonna
excited.
Happen
you're excited
yes exactly
you're happy.
So I felt like every time I would listen to this song yeah I've been listening to this song since I was like 13 or 14 so imagine يعني
so many year, memories
so many memories I remember لما سمعت I was like oh my god wow بس هلا I listen to it just like for the vibes I love this song so much مثل مثل a lot of songs مثل مثل a lot of songs on that album بالذات نصيف is like نصيف زيتون is like
he's like the OG.
Yeah, he's the OG.
He is the OG. I used to listen to him a lot when I was in school in Dubai. Like so many times. Like my friends used to put the songs like, let's go, let's Nasib Zaytoun.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, let's go.
لوكي هو أدهم نابلسي، بس هلا أدهم نابلسي تاب، سو الله يهدي يعني.
الله هدا
الله هدا الله هدا يعني، وخليه على إنه تايب يعني. ما بعرف بس يا so much good memories.
أنا هلا رح أتغني that actually represent like it's from a childhood memory of mine. I used to put it like my aunts used to put it for me. كل ما بدهم يخلوني أرقص وأعمل كانوا يلبسوني هاي الأواعي تبع الرقاصة and like هدول هيك like small cute things.
شمس الليالي knew who she wanted to be from a very young age.
No. Yeah, فكانوا يلبسوني هدول they used to put the song, so it was actually one of my favorite songs and I'm gonna play it and then I'm gonna talk about the memory. So يا طب طب by Nancy عجرم.
ودلع يا يقول انا اتغيرت عليه انا زعل اولع ما هو كل همه ازاي ارضيه يا طب طب ودلع يا يقول انا اتغيرت عليه انا زعل اولع ما هو كل همه ازاي ارضيه قولوله ده انا برضو ساعات في حلا مرة زعل
يا طبطب يا دلع. So, إن شاء الله تكونوا انبسطتوا with this song. As I was saying, إنه هاي الغنية, like whenever I feel like the you're a kid, like who, يعني أي عربي أو أي حد عربي, like they know this song, like it's the OG song of Nancy Ajram. It's like very nice. You make it makes you dance. It makes you do a lot of things, like you know. So it's very connected. Like what I remember is that once I actually have a video, so I don't know if that's how I remember it, but I have a video of myself where my aunts were recording me with my mom, and I was dancing with everyone. Like I was prepping for my aunt's wedding, so I was like 3-4, and I was just like jumping, dancing, and seeing myself from the camera on the TV. So this was like a very nice memory of mine back home in Syria. We actually have another song now that we're gonna put, and it's requested by Miriam, and she says hi to everyone, and she's sorry that she didn't come. So it's Dalla with Dalla by Hussein El Jasmi. Enjoy.
شايلة الدنيا مفاجآت بتبلنا من البدايات ليك قلب تسلم تسليم من غير ولا سين ولا جيم وضرب لك من التعظيم هات هات ايدي في ايدك هات شايلة الدنيا مفاجآت بتبلنا من البدايات سن ولا جيم وضرب لك من التعظيم
دلع عيش كل الايام بشويش في اتنين بيحبوا كتير Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Cilidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
شو بدي منك بدي ولا يوم ابعد عنك اوعك تخيبي لي ظني وانا بعمري ما بخيب ظني تتذكري انت وعدتيني
ضل يحدي موجه عيني لو لحظة بتغيبي عني ميت العادي بتلاقيني الوعد وعد نحنا لبعض ممنوع الزعل ممنوع وممنوع البعد حدا يحكيكي كلمي ممنوع لغيري تبتسمي من مسألك شو اسمك بتقلي لو انك عاسمي انا روحي إلك خلقاني وانتي بدمي مش ياني انا وانتي عن بعض نار ما فينا نبعد ثواني الوعد وعد نحنا لبعض ممنوع الزعل ممنوع وممنوع البعد غبت عنك ثواني برجع بشوفك حلياني نيالو هالحلا فيكي ونيالي الله شو عطاني كل حياتي انا عاطيكي حاطت كل امالي فيكي ضلي حبيني ضلي كل حياتك الله يخليكي الوعد وعد نحنا لبعض ممنوع الزعل ممنوع وممنوع البعد
وعد ونحنا لبعض ممنوع الزعل ممنوع ممنوع البعد
الوعد وعد
guys هيدي السونغ اللي هلا سمعناها كمان it's one of my favorites هي وغنية تانية والفرند بضل يغنيها بس حنحطها المرة الجاي
هديك منحطها المرة الجاي المرة الجاي we will not forget this
yeah we will not we're gonna هلأ يعني wrap up basically this was a fun episode بس لأنه ميمي is not here يعني ميمي أنا كتير اشتقت لك it's not the same without you ميمي شو اسمه فهلأ نحنا basically we're gonna put two songs Judy is gonna talk about them
yes
I hope you enjoy
Yeah, enjoy. هلا هنحط two songs. We're gonna wrap it up with two songs. واحدة اسمها شام فتح by Fadel Shakir. It's actually a celebration song for Free Syria.
Free Syria, Free Palestine.
Yay. Yeah, free Palestine. And we're gonna put another song by Ileana called Olive Branch, غصن الزيتون. So we hope you guys enjoyed. And please listen to us next week on CJLO 1690 AM.
From 3 to 4.
Bye.
دوري يا فرحة عالحبايب دوري الشام فتح ياسمين وجوري وجراح صار العمر عم تكوينا طابت ورح بالطيب لانك سوري دوري يا فرحة عالحبايب دوري الشام فتح ياسمين وجوري وجراح صار العمر عم تكوينا طابت ورح بالطيب لأ
منك سوري لا بعد بيفرقنا لا بحر بيغرقنا احنا ولادك جينا يا شامنا ضمينا لا بعد بيفرقنا لا بحر بيغرقنا احنا ولادك جينا يا شامنا ضمينا عالحبايب دوري الشام فتح ياسمين وجوري وجراح صار لك عم تكوينا طابت ورح بالطيب لانك سوري
خلص البكي والقلب مشلول